This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is a vote going on today in Europe that would ban a certain kind of pesticide that's believed to be harming honeybee populations. The BBC's Nigel Cassidy joins us from London with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what would be banned exactly and who supports this?
There are three particular products which come under the category of neonicotinoids, which are, as the name might suggest, rather toxic to bees in the way that nicotine can be to humans. They act on the nervous system of insects. And the idea was that they would be better because they would just go straight to the heart of it through the leaves of the plant and not affect bees, for example. It turns out the circumstantial evidence is that they do hurt bees, but it's not proven, and this is why this issue has become very divisive.
Divisive, and it seems there's some very strong opposition to the idea of a ban.
Well, yes, the pesticide producers, notably Bayer of Germany and Switzerland's Syngenta, they've always rejected claims their products are at fault. They say there are all kinds of reasons why bee populations are dying. And what they, and certainly the UK and German government, say is that tests should be completed before the ban comes in. They say that it's flawed science. But the real problem is that if they stop using these three widely used products, then crop yields are going to go down a lot. The EU might well have to import more food and might have to revert to using old products, which in many ways can be just as nasty.
The BBC's Nigel Cassidy in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.